From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama met with top advisors late Monday to discuss U.S. strategy for Afghanistan. NPR's Tom Bowman says Mr. Obama is expected to announce early next week whether he will commit more U.S. troops to fight in the war.
The sense we have is that the president will go out and make a televised address about his way ahead in Afghanistan, and then that'll be followed shortly thereafter by testimony on Capitol Hill by Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Admiral Mike Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The issue here is how many more troops will be sent. We don't have a sense of exactly how many more, but we're told it'll be a sizable number.
NPR's Tom Bowman. General Stanley McChrystal, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, has been pushing for tens of thousands more troops. The U.N. says the remains of a British hostage who disappeared in Lebanon in 1985 have been positively identified. Alec Collett was a freelance journalist working for the U.N. at the time of his abduction. A radical Palestinian group claimed to have hanged Collett in 1986, but his body was not recovered. The BBC's Barbara Plett has more from the U.N.
Alec Collett was kidnapped at the age of 63 during the Lebanese Civil War. He was on a writing assignment for the UN agency that works with Palestinian refugees. His captors were followers of the Palestinian militant leader Abu Nidal, who was backed by Libya. They claimed to have hanged Mr. Collett in 1986 in revenge for a U.S. air raid on Libya. In the years that followed, the UN tried three times to find Alec Collett's remains. British experts recently resumed the search after a tip-off, and last week they recovered two bodies in Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley, one of which has now positively been identified as that of the British journalist.
The BBC's Barbara Plett at the UN. U.S. stocks got off to a good start this week following a disappointing performance last week. Steve Beckner of Market News International has details.
The dollar weakened on further signals that the Federal Reserve will keep interest rates very low indefinitely, and gold soared to a new record high. But that didn't faze Wall Street. Before the opening bell, the National Association for Business Economics upgraded its economic forecast. Later, a bigger-than-expected 10.1% jump in existing home sales alleviated concern about the housing market. Home building, financial, and mining shares gained as four stocks rose for everyone that fell on the New York Stock Exchange. The Dow Jones Industrials climbed nearly 1.3%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite, both of which fell last week, gained more than 1.3%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Asian stock markets were mostly lower in trading on Tuesday despite the gains on Wall Street. Japan's Nikkei Index is down 72 points. At 9,421. This is NPR News. Officials at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania are looking for answers as to what caused a contamination incident at the nuclear plant over the weekend. They're also answering criticism from some public officials. From member station WITF, Scott Gilbert reports.
The mishap occurred within the Unit 1 reactor building late Saturday. TMI spokesman Ralph DeSantis says it now appears a change in airflow stirred up radioactive dust that had been inside cooling system pipes that were being cut by workers. A dozen employees were exposed to radiation, though none received significant levels. Local emergency management officials say they were not notified of the incident until more than 5 hours after it happened. And DeSantis says there's a good reason for that.
For even the lowest level declared emergency event, we have very strict procedures in place to notify the county and the state within 15 minutes. Saturday night's event wasn't even close to the threshold for a declared emergency.
Nonetheless, DeSantis says TMI officials will look for ways in which their notification process can be improved. For NPR News, I'm Scott Gilbert.
A government study shows a link between substandard drywall imported from China and the corrosion of pipes and wires in homes. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says hydrogen sulfide gases from drywall, coupled with emissions from formaldehyde, can lead to health problems. The results are part of an indoor air quality study launched after the commission received more than 2,000 homeowner complaints of health problems. Officials note that not all Chinese drywall is necessarily problematic, and that homes with American-made drywall are also being studied. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.